Now, friends, if you have your Bible or the notes, turn to 1 Thessalonians. We're back in the New Testament, and we've come now to an epistle that is well along in the New Testament, almost to the end of Paul's epistles as far as the arrangement in the New Testament. But actually, we now take up the first epistle that Paul wrote, and he wrote it to the Thessalonians. So today, I'd like to give you some background that will help us to understand and appreciate this very wonderful epistle. Now, as to Thessalonica, it was what was known as a Roman colony. Now, Rome had a way of, as they would capture a people, they never attempted to do everything that I think today that we try to do, not for people we capture, but we are trying to Americanize people throughout the world, as if that would be ideal. I have my doubts whether it'd be ideal or not. And there was a time when we sent missionaries, not to try to make them like we are, but to try to make them children of God through faith in Christ. But today, all that has changed as far as our program is concerned. Now, Rome was much wiser than that. Rome did not attempt to change the culture or to change the habits or the customs or the language of people they took. But in these different areas, arranged geographically and in a strategic spot, they would start a colony, generally a city that was there. That meant that that city or that area would adopt Roman laws, Roman customs, Roman ways, and you would see in the local department stores the latest thing they were wearing in Rome, and it was very much like Rome. Now, Thessalonica was a very important city in that day. And by the way, it's still in existence, called Salonica today, and still a very important place. Now, Thessalonica was a Roman colony, which means they lived like they did in Rome. And it was very important in the life of the Roman Empire. It was 100 miles west of Philippi. That's where we left Paul the last time. He'd gone to Philippi and had established there a church. Now, he moved on 100 miles to Thessalonica. Now, it was north of Athens, and it was the chief city of Macedonia. Cicero, the great Roman, said, Thessalonica is in the bosom of the empire. That means right in the very center and the heart of the empire. Now, it was first named Therma because of the hot springs that were in that area. But in 316 B.C., Cassandra, and he was one of the generals of Alexander the Great. There were 4 generals that divided the empire of Alexander, and Cassander took Macedonia. That is the home base, by the way. And he named Therma, or as we know it today as Salonica, he named it Thessalonica in memory of his wife, who was a half-sister of Alexander the Great. Now, this city was a very important city, and the church in Thessalonica was rather a model church. We are told here in this first epistle, first chapter, verse 7, so that ye were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. That is, in that entire area that we would call Greece today. This church was an example, and it was an example to Corinth, which is in that area also. That's in 2 Corinthians 8, and you'll find that in the first 5 verses. This church was one of the first that was established on Paul's second missionary journey.